I smoothed my tropical print dress and knocked on the front door, then waited nervously for the big introduction. "What the hell am I doing here?" I asked myself aloud. When the door opened, I knew right away this was David's beloved Sue. She towered over my petite frame, and I figured if she wanted to, she could knock me out cold before I could say, "It was just a blowjob." But it wasn't just a blowjob, and Sue knew it. "Love the dress," she said, extending her hand, and instinctively I shook it. "You are as beautiful as David described you, and so refreshing to see bright colors," she pointed at herself. "Everyone in Halifax wears some shade of black, including me." She smiled and waved me in, and when I stepped through the door, a most tantalizing aroma wafted up my nostrils. It was unmistakable, onions frying in butter and bacon fat. "Pierogies or liver and onions?" I guessed. "Liver and onions," she responded as she led me into the kitchen. "David told me it's one of your favorites, but that's for after." "After what?" I wondered. "After she beats the living shit out of me with a hammer?" "He's in the bedroom," Sue said, marching on with a purpose, and I followed her through the house until we arrived at what I now know was the pre-planned destination. It could have been a 5-star honeymoon hotel room. Fresh flowers, bottles of Evian, a Turkish towel robe folded neatly over the back of a chair, and the king-sized bed turned down just so. The only thing missing was a bottle of champagne and chocolates on the pillow. David was sitting on a chair in the corner. He smiled and rose to greet me and gave me a hug. Too anxious, I didn't hug him back. "Relax," he whispered in my ear. "David told me everything," Sue said, taking on a cooler tone, crossing her arms. "And I'm not going to pretend I wasn't hurt and extremely jealous, but I do understand how it happened." I didn't move or speak, but I was beginning to boil. Pissed off at David for putting me in this position and with myself for going against my gut. "We both know David has a very strong libido," she continued, "and I admit I've been less than attentive. But you interfered with my marriage where you had no business, Candy, and I figure you owe me." I shut my eyes, held my breath, and braced for an incoming slap in the face. After all, I deserved it. But Sue had something very different in mind. "Do you know what David fantasizes about?" Sue asked, perching herself on the edge of the bed. "Well, I know he likes ladies' underwear," I said nervously. Sue chuckled. "Everyone knows that. He's wearing the ones you sent him right now, aren't you, honey?" I looked over at David. He grinned and lowered his zipper, exposing the boy shorts stretched taut over his package. And right then, I became certain that liver and onions were not the only thing on this evening's menu. "Even before we were married," she said, "David tried to talk me into a threesome. Said he wanted to watch." "So you with another woman?" I asked. "No, with a man," Sue said. "A very well-hung man." Sue knelt at the end of the bed and slid a box from beneath it. She opened the box and drew forth a black leather strap-on supporting a girthy 9-inch dildo. David looked genuinely surprised. "Oh my God, Sue, where the hell did you get that?" he asked. "It's my cousin Sheila's. She used to use it on Darren before they got divorced. There's several attachments. This is the biggest." "Holy shit," said David, laughing, and Sue smiled at him, and then at me. "Wait a minute," I said, as I was just coming around to understanding the emerging group dynamic. "You want me to wear that and do you?" I pointed at her. "Yes," said Sue, "after you go down on me." "Whoa," I said, palms up in a stop gesture. "I've never been with a woman. Well, you know, not really, not unless you count my 21st birthday party, and I don't remember anything from that night." "Well, then, it will be a first for both of us," said Sue, kneeling in front of me, prompting me to step into the contraption. "Now let's get this on you, and leave the dress on. I want to see this thing swing under it." "You need any help, honey?" asked David. "Nope," said Sue. "You just enjoy the show, sweetheart. This is all for you." David smiled and relaxed back into the chair, then readied his palm on top of his open zipper. Having suited me up, Sue spun me to face him, and the hefty pecker swung around under the dress to catch up. If I wasn't so nervous, I would have laughed. They did. Then Sue kissed my cheek from behind and wrapped her arms around my waist and lifted the dress. She began to stroke the prodigious rubber peter in David's direction. "Mmm," he purred as he tickled his balls through the boy shorts. Sue turned me back around to face her and unbuttoned her dress, and it rolled over her Rubenesque contour on its way to the floor, exposing a robust black bra and panty ensemble. When she came in for a kiss, parting my lips and slipping her tongue past them, I closed my eyes and let myself be drawn into it. I thought maybe there would be no difference between a passionate female kiss and the male version, but there definitely was, and that realization was enough to wet me.